Carrick Quinn has hiked the Pacific Crest, Continental Divide, and other extended routes in the West. Quinn, who grew up in Anchorage, says she's always wanted to get back to Alaska for a long-distance trek.
I've been planning this trip across the Brooks Range for a couple years, and a friend and I are going to hike across the Alaskan Arctic from the Alaska-Yukon border to the Chukchi Sea. It's about 1,000 miles. We'll be on foot for the first 700, and the last 300 will be in inflatable kayaks.
Quinn has prepared extensively for the journey. She did a test hike in Gates of the Arctic National Park in 2016 and has consulted with Brooks Range Traverse veterans to design a unique route.
I had to create the route myself because too many people walking the same route can damage the tundra.
The trip will provide new material for Quinn's other passion, writing. She's authored a book about her experience on the Pacific Crest Trail and blogs extensively on a range of topics from the outdoors to social justice. Quinn plans to write throughout this summer's Brooks Range trek, in part to inspire support for Indigenous people working to protect the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
To try and shift resources and shift attention to these groups that don't get as much attention or are more invisible.
Quinn says she also hopes the trip can open up the wilderness experience to people not traditionally part of the outdoors community.
I'm a queer woman, and my hiking partner is a trans woman, which is really cool because in the outdoors community in general, there just are not very many trans people, and the queer community as well. There are not a lot of queer people in the outdoors. So visibility around that feels really good to me, and I'm super stoked about it.
Quinn says they plan to fly into their start point near the Alaska-Yukon border June 15th. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.